Hello, Audio Boo. Just repeating my question that I've posted to Blind Abilities, because you hear it here and not there. And a silly moment. We'll start with a silly moment. I've developed this last couple of... Well, let me start that again. I am just finished at the gym. It's Tuesday night. So, just finished at the gym. And I've developed this foolish habit of trying to get into the gym with the swipe card that gets me into work. So, that's a couple of times now. I've got to the gym door. It's one of these 24-hour places that you can go whenever you like. There's no staff there at night. You know, might have a few other patrons there, maybe. Not too busy, though, which is good. One of the reasons I like going at night. And I find myself standing at the door trying to get in with the swiper that gets me into work. So I have the card inside my... I've got the case on my phone, and in the front there's a credit card slot sort of place, and I keep my swipe card in there. And it takes me an embarrassing amount of time to realise that the reason I can't get in is that I'm using the wrong card, and that the fob to get into the gym is on my keys. So, anyway. So, quick question. At work, I use JAWS 14 on Windows 7 and Office 2010. Today, JAWS has stopped reading out the subject line as you scroll up and down through the list of messages in Outlook. And I am finding this extremely frustrating because it takes so much longer to hear what the subject for any given email is. I have to open up the message, basically. Which is fine if you've only got a couple of emails, but when you've got to get rid of a whole heap of emails, quickly, then it becomes very annoying. So I'm firing up NVDA at the moment to hear that. Don't know why it started doing that, or, well, stopped reading out the subject. If anyone's got any ideas of how to resolve that, it would be very much appreciated. I checked Settings Center. Doesn't look like I've made any changes through, keystrokes or whatever. So, actually, I don't know. If you make a change via a keystroke, does it still appear in the list of recent changes in Settings Center? There you go. There's another question. Anyway, any help with that would be very much appreciated. DM, whatever. Cool. Thanks, guys.